This is a learning pack from Dorset History Centre. What you are about to hear are oral history clips taken from interviews with people who were in Dorset during World War II. All of the following clips cover the topic of food. During the war, many men, even from key services, were drafted to fight. But how did this affect life in Mopcombe?
Most things were delivered, in fact. Bread was delivered and milk and meat. You could have your meat delivered, and we had a fishman that came through the village once a week to deliver fish. But then after the war had been going for a period of time, you could only have one butcher, whereas before most people had two because they came on different days. You had to cut it down to only having one, and the same with the baker. You could only have one baker, you know. And that was... Nobody seemed to suffer from it. In fact, we were probably a lot happier, really, in those days.
During the war, foods that were dried were easier to store and transport, especially to troops abroad. What dried or powdered foods can you think of? In this next clip, the interviewee talks about a factory near Motcombe which made dried dairy products, as well as describing other foods available in the village.
Well, of course, as the war progressed, this became quite a government issue because they could use this dried milk powder to reconstitute it, you see, for baby food. And this was, I suppose, the beginning of the packaged baby food market, really. It was called Dorcella, full cream. They used to separate it, and there was the... And it was very, very rich. It was made mostly with cream. It was sent all over the country. You know, it was part of the... I suppose it was part of the government's, you know, the war effort. They also graded eggs, and what else did they do? Well, they made sausages up there, and but primarily dried milk was the main thing. Of course, there was no milk delivery in the village. We had a milk can, and you went up there every day, and you know, got your measure. I don't know how much milk we were supposed to have a day. I remember my father saying, I think you got half a pint every day. That was a person's allowance. But Harold Lear, who lived across the road, you went up with your quart can and you got a quart of milk every day.
People in the country often had more chance to eat fresh foods than those in towns and cities, meaning that children who were evacuated to the country often had better diets than they had at home. In this clip, the interviewee talks about how they had to use powdered egg despite having fresh ones available, as they wanted to sell the fresh eggs. What would you do? Sell the eggs or eat the eggs?
When I was on the farm, you see, at Tarrant Kingston, I always remember this, they had chickens. We never ate the egg. I mean, we're getting good money for that. So we ate dried egg, I remember that. Powdered egg.
In the next clip, you will hear about rationing and availability of certain foods. What does rationing mean? During World War II, the British government introduced rationing for food, materials and fuel. It was designed to ensure that everyone got a fair share and that important supplies got to the soldiers. During the war, it was also dangerous for ships at sea in case they were sunk by the enemy, so food from abroad was very rare. What's your favourite food? Do you think it would have been rationed or not available?
We were never short of food. We kept chickens here, which most people did. Rabbits. You know, we sort of had lots of rabbit stew. And of course, all the vegetables were grown in the garden. In fact, if you didn't grow it, you didn't eat it. I remember it was a treat to get, when the Guernsey tomatoes first came in, the little shop down the road, which is no longer there, Greenwoods, when they had them in, we, you know, would buy half a pound of tomatoes, and that was a luxury, really. Carrots, potatoes, and everything else you dug up and stored in the wash house or wherever. Potatoes and everything else. Apples, of course, we didn't see the only fruit we really had were apples, gooseberries, you know, those sort of soft fruits, and bananas and oranges were out of the question. No one had any of those. And the little factory up here, you could always go up there and get sausages. Sausages were no problem. What went into them, I don't know, but They tasted very good, actually, and now I live in America. Lots of times I think of anything for an English sausage, even if it is half bread, you know, they always tasted nice. We always seemed to be able to get cheese. That didn't seem to be too much of a problem, although I think it was rationed, but I think the main thing was sugar. You could get extra sugar if you kept bees, that was it. If you kept chickens, you couldn't have your egg ration. Instead of having an egg ration on your ration book, you know, we had ration books, instead of having an egg ration, you received this bag of meal once a quarter, which was to help feed your chickens instead.
When the Americans joined the war, they brought with them all sorts of treats. In this clip, we hear the interviewee tell us about some of the things received in Mockum.
The two schoolrooms are there. They have got rid of the pot-bellied stove, and which the Americans, you know, used to send us cocoa, which was really a treat. And Miss Story used to brew it up on the top of this, you know, stove, you know, and that was, we used to have that, I think, about once a month.
How do you think your family would cope with rationing? It sounds as though people in Dorset villages had good local food because they had the space to grow fruit and vegetables and keep chickens and rabbits. Foraging for things like blackberries, hazelnuts and mushrooms would have also helped. You have now reached the end of this learning pack on food in wartime Britain. To create this pack, we used interview clips from people who were evacuated to Dorset during World War II. As with any historical source, oral history interviews have limited usability and reliability. What factors can you think of that could impact the reliability of these clips as an historical source?